every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Everybody, it's that time again. That's right, Sports Overnight America. We're everywhere, and we'll talk about this, that, and anything in sports. Our email address, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Radio stations including KSHP in Las Vegas, Nevada, and WGCH, Connecticut and New York. We're heard in Salt Lake City and elsewhere. Art Source, 128 years of age with us. Laura Snoke, attorney with us. Mark Mancini might join us later in the middle of the night. And Matthew Diabas, our sports historian, all with us tonight on Sports Overnight America. We'll play some Barron sports trivia. All right, folks. It was not a sunny day on Thursday for the city of Philadelphia and sports fans in Philadelphia. Not a sunny day at all. The Flyers lost. Well, they'll lose about 50 times this season based on no defense. But the Phillies lost in a way that was hard to believe. And you know what? The interesting thing is, if you watch the game on Thursday night, him, the Dodgers pinch runner, I'm not sure he touched home. He actually had to come back and touched it the second time. That would have been really something if he didn't realize he didn't touch home in some way, somehow. Somebody in the Phillies organization had seen that. Dodgers win that game. And, of course, the best news for the Dodgers was that Blake Treinen, who was going to be their next pitcher in the next inning, did not have to throw. I think Dave Roberts has this predilection that he's got to use Blake Treinen. And I've said all along, no, no, no. You want to use him in spring training in 2026? Fine. You don't use him in the playoffs. Anyways, Phillies, bad night, bad day. And, of course, it got worse as the Eagles, a 7.5-point favorite at Met Stadium against the Giants, in a situation where they always win against the Giants on the road. They didn't this time. It's a 7.5-point favorite. I ask you something. Okay, so Barkley, two carries to start the game for 32 yards, 10 more carries it ended up to 12 carries for 58 yards. First of all, he's got to carry it more than 12 times. Second of all, there's something wrong emotionally, psychologically, or physically with that offensive line. There weren't a lot of holes, but if you give it to him enough, he'll find holes, I will guarantee you. Talking about holes,
okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I am Fred, and you are not, but you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Art Source, I must ask you, what'd you think of Thursday in Philadelphia? And let's talk about the Eagles first.
Fred, one of the things that I noticed was it seems like the defense knows when they're in that shotgun formation that the Eagles are going to run the ball. And you have to break it up. Their new offensive coordinator, you know, some people like him, some Petullo, some people love him. But this is their third coordinator in 3 years. And I think that Hurts, the quarterback for the Eagles, is having trouble getting this team. And it's the offensive line to me that – I know Lane Johnson was out. And like you said, if you give Saquon Barkley enough opportunities, he's going to get his yards. But if the other team knows that you're in a certain formation and you're always going to run the ball out of that formation, and Matthew, you can expand on this if you want, it's a heck of an advantage for the actual, the defensive team.
Matthew, any comments? We're on Sports Overnight America. Laura, any comments about the Eagles at a 7.5-point favorite losing to the New York Giants?
Well, I think Jackson Dart has injected some real energy into the Giants, which we've been talking about was a good idea. So I think that was great. I couldn't watch the Dodger game as live because I had things I had to do yesterday. So I ended up recording it and turning off my phone, which happens like once in a millennium. Because I have all these sports pushes, right? And I have my friends on my group chat on the Dodgers. So I didn't want to know what happened. So I wasn't able to watch the Eagles game, which kind of was irritating. But yeah, I mean, Eagles and the Bills both lost last weekend. And they were the only undefeated teams left.
And that's another reason why I call it the NFL, because it's not for long. Anything can happen on any given night.
Yeah.
And that's a perfect example. I mean, you got Scataboo, who I think is just, I mean, I call him Bam Bam, like the old Flintstones character, because he's just a throwback. And Jackson Dart has just ignited that team. And, you know, you look at Brian Burns on defense, they've got some components. And when you look at their schedule starting the season, the first 9 games, it was hard to find more than one or two victories in there. And now here they are, right back in the hunt, and they found something new, something exciting. And, hey, look who's with us.
Well, they lost last week to New Orleans, and now they got to go to Denver. next week. So we'll see what happens as far as that is concerned. But again, from the Eagles' point of view, I think a lot of it is psychological. I really do. You know, I want to switch topics for a moment. Gambling is now going to be allowed by college players. They can bet on pro football and pro sports. Well, A, I didn't know they couldn't at this point. I thought they just couldn't bet on their own sport. But B, isn't this going to make them think about betting? And if we talked about this all the time. What if you're a tackle making $30,000, $40,000 a year and your quarterback's making $3-5 million a year? Art, you're big into wagering and whatever the case might be. Did you know that college players couldn't wager on other sports? That's A. And B, now the NCAA says they're going to pass a rule that they can wager on pro sports. So if they haven't been wagering on it, wouldn't that wake them up? Art,
I would comments. Think they'd want to go in the other direction on that one. I mean, they've allowed the kids to make enough money now where they can at least go to college and do very well for themselves. I mean, some of these guys are making $5 million. That's a little out of my purview on that one. But, then you've got these billionaire owners. I call them owners because that's what they are. They're alumni owners. So, I mean, you got, like the gentleman for Texas Tech, Cody Campbell has put $40 million into their NIL program. And voila, Texas Tech is now number 9 in the country. That's been a long time since the Texas Tech Red Raiders have been in the top 10. And money talks incredible amounts. And they've got to get an eye on this thing because, like we've said for the last 4 years on Sports Overnight America, one of these kids is going to get, called in by some bookie and say, hey, $600,000 says you're going to let this guy have 4 sacks today. It'll change the course of the game.
Laura, what do you think about the NCAA now passing legislation that college players can wager on pro sports? I didn't, and you're a lawyer, Laura. Did you know that they couldn't? I thought they just couldn't wager on their own sport. But now the NCAA has awakened them to the fact that they can wager. Are they nuts or what?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on what their contracts say or whatever their rules are. And the NCAA can change the rules. I mean, there's no, as long as it's legal, I suppose, in the states where the athletes live or but then they go everywhere else. I mean, who knows? It's just it's a mess, really. And I agree. It's fraught with peril. And I don't believe it should have any place in sports. But I think that horse has already left the barn,
Mark Mancini now joined us in the middle of the night. You're a religious guy, Mark. What do you think about college players wagering on pro sports?
Well, I hung out at John Wooden's old restaurant in Tarzana the other day, and I kind of looked at the prices and I kind of walked out. They wanted $19 almost for a Denver omelet. So I said, pay the college kids so they can at least afford the omelets. Yeah, I need to pay these kids. If the billionaires are making money, then the kids got to make some money.
But they are. They're making money now that they weren't making before.
Well, we're seeing it in baseball. We've talked about baseball and we're talking about that big strike that's going to be coming up that, the players will not renegade on a salary cap. So, and now we've got TV contracts up and the Dodgers don't want to budge. So things are going good.
Along that similar vein, Fred, you heard what's going on right now between the Big Ten and private venture capital. They're looking at $2 billion to be broke up by the 18 schools, the league and the private capital people. I mean, that's a lot. That's $100 million for every program. Now that's going to help a lot of hopefully that will go to the women's soccer teams and the whole breadth of the industry. But I'm wondering to see how much of that's going to go to football and basketball and kind of not go to where I hope it goes.
What about the future of Bill Belichick? Next week, Cal, 2-3. What about his future?
Cal's got a good football team. I mean, you got to watch out for them. I mean, I think they come up and pop people. But, I'm not sure why Bill Belichick did this, to be perfectly honest. Maybe it's to secure his son's future because he is the coach in waiting, his son who's the defensive coordinator. So, I mean, part of me wants to see him at least have a decent first year because he is a 7-time Super Bowl champion coach. But it's different in college. It's a whole different era of coaching the kids and dealing with people. I mean, I'll be interested to see what happens.
You know, I've used this before, told the folks this before, but in about 30 years ago, not 30, about 28 years ago, I was working for the American Sports Radio Network and doing a show, and we were heard in Cleveland. And Belichick was not doing too well, and the fans were just slamming him and slamming him and slamming him some more. He actually called the show and stayed on with us for like an hour. So I've always remembered that, and I've always thought highly of him for doing that. He had the guts to do that. And maybe
wasn't Nick Saban his defensive coordinator back then?
Yeah, it was in Cleveland. Yeah, he was defensive coordinator.
Where is Cleveland?
Matthew,
he used to call it the mistake by the lake.
I want to apologize, everyone. There's something wrong with my video camera. It's just, I don't know why it's acting wonky on me. I beg everyone's forgiveness. That's why I was coming in and out trying to get my cameras going. So please accept my humble apologies, okay?
Maybe you're unemployed.
We'd accept your apology even if it wasn't humble.
Yeah.
you're unemployed and on furlough, so we're definitely going to want you to appear more and more often.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, everyone. Please forgive me. You know,
At least we can hear you, Matthew.
Yeah.
Just miss seeing you,
Matt. The thing with Belichick is I saw on the internet he is exploring buyout options at UNC and all that. So I think he's looking for his escape hatch, but where else does he go?
Doesn't he have like a $10 million buyout or something like that?
Yeah, well, he's got the money to buy it out. But, hey, it's an embarrassment. Yeah, it's an embarrassment, Artie. I mean, it is. I mean, he's looking for the escape clause. I mean, you could tell this was a bad move. And was it really his decision or was he goaded into it, you know, by his wife? Who knows? Was it for his son, Steve? I mean, basically, I think it's like Urban Meyer trying to go pro, man. It's egg on his face.
Well, it's tough for college coaches to go pro. That's the problem. But I think I like Belichick. I think he's done a good 7-time world champ. I mean,
give him a couple of years. I mean, you know, Rome wasn't built in one day, you guys.
But still, man, you know, hey, you know.
Oh, I hear you, Matthew.
It's kind of tarnished.
Wow, they haven't had a winning program in North Carolina since I think my buddy quarterback, Chris Kilgore.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. And let's talk to Laura first, and it's her favorite part of the show. Laura, as you know, in 1959, the Dodgers win the World Series, beating the White Sox. And my question is, who was Rookie of the Year in 1959?
Oh, I think I know this one.
Laura, any comments?
I'm thinking. I know that's the worst thing.
I didn't get to hear the question. I was
National League Rookie of the Year, 59. Is that what we're doing? National League?
I think I know.
Well, let Laura think
first. I don't
know. Left fielder. Left fielder, first baseman.
Did he play for the Dodgers?
No, he did not play for the Dodgers.
Oh, okay. Left fielder and first baseman.
What team
did he play for?
What was that?
What team did he play for?
No. That's too
easy.
Oh,
well, then I pass the baton.
I pass the baton
to Mark since he thinks he knows.
Okay, Mark, take a shot.
Well, I think 1959, I wasn't born, but I want to go Wes Parker.
Well, Wes Parker was a Dodger.
Wes Parker played for the Dodgers.
And he didn't play left field. He played first base. This guy
One guy both. Keeps sticking in my brain, you guys, and I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, and a lot of people agree with me. I'm going to go with Veta Pinson of the Cincinnati Reds.
Veta Pinson, my favorite player, is not a Dodger. It's not right. Okay, but Matthew Diabasi, you're a sports historian, 1959, National League Rookie of the Year. He is a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Famous guy.
Left fielder and first baseman.
Not a Hall of Famer. I was going to say Frank Hondo Howard, but he's a Hall of Famer. Oh, shoot. Left fielder, first baseman. Oh,
I'll give you a hint. He only played 2 months that year, and he made Rookie of the Year. Hit 354, I think. One of my favorite players, Willie McCovey. The
kid from Mobile, Alabama.
By the way,
Fred, if you ever get a chance to go to the Astrodome and sit in the upper deck in right field, there's a bunch of little Willie McCovey signs up there from where he hit balls.
Yeah, a four-decade guy.
More so than Stargell, huh?
He's up there, too.
Okay, let me throw a question up based on what Art said a few minutes ago. Who preceded Veta Pinson as center fielder for the Cincinnati Reds? Who preceded Veta Pinson as center fielder for Cincinnati Reds? And the hint is he has relatives playing Major League Baseball. Had relatives playing Major League Baseball.
All managers and I know the name.
I think I know.
I know who
it is. Matthew, take a shot.
Gus Bell.
Gus Bell, the Bell family.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gus Bell. Not too many families, the Boone family and the Bell family, not too many families have three generations of players. I think from that aspect, it's sort of.
Yeah, Buddy Bell was one of my favorite players, you guys.
Original Mets, too. Cleveland Indians.
All right, Laura, it's your shot here. I missed you last week and 2 weeks ago. I forgot to get you on the air with your trivia question. You want to prove that we don't know anything? Go ahead. What's your trivia question?
You know what? The question I was going to ask, especially if Matt's here, because you guys are going to know the answer to this, but I didn't know the answer. So I'll ask it and see how – I'll have a timer and see who answers it first. Because okay. I think it's I think it's too easy. But the question was, what major league pitcher has the record for the most consecutive no-run innings?
Oral Hershiser.
Oral Hershiser.
See, I told you it was too easy.
Yeah.
And who did he break? What, the great Don Drysdale, I believe.
Okay, yeah, let's take that question further. Oral Hershiser set that in 1988, the year, of course, the Dodgers win the World Series. Yeah. Let's go back 20 years. Don Drysdale set the record on June 4th, 1968, besting the great big train Walter Johnson. Yeah. What else happened historically on June 4th, 1968? We'll start with Laura.
RFK was assassinated.
Oh, I know.
The Ambassador Hotel.
Because RFK, he was mentioned, he congratulated Drysdale for that shutout and all that. And then a little bit later, he was shot.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I know this.
Laura, was that correct?
It might be. I was thinking Kent State.
No, Kent State. That was 70.
That was 70, right.
Yeah, May 4th.
That was a very, very sad night in America.
Kent State was 1970, I think.
Right.
Let me throw this out on June 4th, 1968. Matthew is correct. That night, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated. Wow. But that was the day of the California primary.
Yeah.
And I was at the Gene McCarthy headquarters in Beverly Hills.
Oh, wow.
And Kennedy was, of course, at the Ambassador Hotel. And so we lost, and I was driving home, heard it on the radio, totally shocked. But what a night it was. June 4th, 1968, Drysdale sets the all-time record. Robert Kennedy died 2 days later on June 6th. And Kennedy, of course, the whole political world of the United States
fast
changed.
Fast forward that to June 4th, 1974?
What?
Ten cent beer night in Cleveland. Remember that? That was June 4th.
You're
going to
compare Robert F. Kennedy with 10 cent beer
no,
night.
No, I'm just
Cleveland.
Saying that. I'm just saying that June.
Well,
June
we do
4th.
Have. Yeah. We have a far ranging show tonight.
I got a T-shirt that has it June 4th. I think it's 74 or 76. Look it up.
All right, let's move on to a football question. The Rams and UCLA's Bob Waterfield. Great quarterback, could do a little bit of everything. He married a famous actress. Who'd he marry?
Betty Russell.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Who jumped in with that?
It was Artie.
And I confirmed it.
These guys are 140.
As usual, Artie is very sharp. Artie, how do you become so sharp on Sports Overnight America?
Well, there's something called paying attention.
He's got a haircut.
You know, he was so broke he couldn't even pay attention. No, but seriously, Russell was what a Hollywood couple that must have been. It's all I
can. What medicine do you take to stay up all night and get these?
Well,
questions?
There's a lot of them, Fred. But the Prevagen, the commercial use for Prevagen that's triple powered, is actually the best, and it just keeps the noodle in action. And I do forget a lot of things, but usually it's stuff that I want to forget.
Me, I eat peanuts.
All right, let's move forward on Barron Sports Trivia. Of course, this was started by my cousins, Lisa and Andy Barron. Andy's been on this show many, many times. Folks, you can email us with questions or comments at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Oh, let's throw another question about the Reds, since we mentioned Vada Pinson, my favorite non-Dodger of all time, and we mentioned Gus Bell. In the mid-50s, the Reds had to change their name. What was their name for three or four years?
They were the Cincinnati Red Legs.
Yes. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And why did they change it, Art?
Maybe they got too burned one afternoon. I don't know.
No, McCarthy.
Joe McCarthy, Art.
Yeah.
Joe McCarthy was doing damage, and because you're the Cincinnati Reds, that made you a communist.
Yeah.
So they had to change their name.
Seriously.
Laura, you have any comments about that? You're very political.
I don't understand. If they're red legs or reds, they're still red.
What does that delay?
That was the mentality, Laura. That was the mentality. It was crazy. Absolutely crazy.
You know, the interesting thing is we mentioned Robert Kennedy a few minutes ago. He actually worked for Joe McCarthy.
Found out
what Joe McCarthy was like and then went after him for the rest of his life. So Joe McCarthy, of course, Wisconsin senator, and Robert Kennedy, of course, his son, not as sharp as his dad. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. All right, one more question on Sports Overnight America and Barron Sports Trivia. 1964 Olympic Games. Walt Hazard from UCLA was one of the guards on our Olympic team. Who was the other guard?
Oscar Robertson
was 60, not 64.
So it's 64. Who was the other guard with Walt Hazard, one of my favorite
Could it have been Havlicek?
Let me give you a hint. He was a coach and a player.
Larry Brown?
Larry Brown is correct. The only coach.
I don't think Matt should be allowed to participate.
I think Matt. We don't see Matt's face. Is he hidden to Wikipedia?
Hey, do you know what, you guys? I was seven years old, and I actually got to go to the Olympics.
Matt a handicap because
he's actually 7 years old.
It's historian. How is that 1964,
fair? And I got to go to the Olympics. Tell you another great thing that people don't realize: Bob Hayes won the 100 meters.
Yes. Yeah.
Wearing a watch.
Wow.
And I mean, Bullet Bob Hayes. And I always wondered why you wore a watch, because you think you'd want to be, you know, as fast as possible, as stealth as possible. It didn't matter. He was that fast. But what's interesting is the little place that I learned how to play golf at, Yokohama Country Club,
right,
is hosting the PGA Tour this week.
Wow.
And I mean, it's just amazing to remember it as a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kid, and then seeing it, what, 60 years later? Amazing.
The 64 Tokyo was an amazing Olympiad. You had Bullet Bob Hayes. You had Al Order winning his third consecutive discus. Thing of his four, even though he was severely injured. You had Billy Mills winning, the first American to win the 10,000 meters. He's the running brave. They made that movie about him, Running Brave, Billy Mills. Robert Shull won the 5,000. The only American, I think the first or only American ever to win the 5,000 meters. I mean, it was a great Olympiad there. Yeah,
sure was.
Wow,
that was three years old. His second marathon. Yeah.
Let's take a break and come back with more on Sports Overnight.
That leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up. Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer, now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred, and you're not. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. USA Today, a couple of weeks ago, rated the 10 best baseball movies of all time. I think it had to do with Robert Redford's passing, but this is how they rated the top five. Oh, top 10, I'll give you. Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, League of Their Own, The Sandlot, Major League, Moneyball, which I liked, Long Gone, I don't think I ever saw that. The Pride of the Yankees, I definitely saw that 100 times. 8 Men Out, I saw it 100 times. The Natural, it was number 10. What was number 9 here? Let me find it. Oh, 8 Men Out was number 9. Anyways, any thoughts, Laura, about your favorite baseball movie of all time and USA Today rating Bull Durham as number 1?
Yeah, I'm surprised they left off 42, which I thought was really great.
Yeah,
with
I agree.
The late, great...
But there were some technical errors in 42. We mentioned that on the show. You remember when the Phillies manager, Ben Chapman, had the media conference, and he said, I'm not anti-black. We call Joe DiMaggio the WAP. Well, he never would play against Joe DiMaggio since DiMaggio was a Yankee and Ben Chapman was a Phillies. And at that point, the Phillies certainly aren't going to be in the World Series. So he never had a chance, unless he's talking spring training, to call DiMaggio a WAP. And also in that movie 42, if I remember correctly, on a pop-up to the infield, Robinson stayed at home. Well, I'm sorry, if you're Charlie Dressen or Leo DeRocher and the hitter is staying at home and not running it out in case of a drop, you're not going to play the next game. And that was not brought in. He obviously never stayed at home plate when he hit a pop-up. So I liked the movie, but it was technically
Brad. You know, those are all great baseball movies, but I got to tell you, The Pride of the Yankees, to me, still, and I've probably watched it 7 or 8 times, to me, it's the greatest. I love The Natural. Susan Sarandon was incredible in Bull Durham. So was Kevin Costner. But to me, I just think that the Lou Gehrig, that whole movie was really, really well done.
You didn't mention Teresa Wright, one of my favorite actresses of all time.
She was the best.
Wasn't she great?
Yeah. She was the best.
I watched her. I've seen all those old movies that she made, and it's like I watch on DirecTV.
Far underrated in her career as one of the leading ladies, no doubt.
I wish a movie about 19th century baseball.
Who's your favorite actress right now? Art, favorite actress?
Right this minute?
What? Right this
way. Wow, I'm going to go with Dakota Johnson.
Not bad. Not bad bloodlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, having partied a little bit in Aspen with Don Johnson, yeah.
Laura, who's your favorite actress in 2025?
I don't know. I was just trying to think. I really like Nicole Kidman. I will watch anything she's in. But I don't know. I'm not really big on favorites. It depends sort of on the context. But I don't know.
I'd like to talk future lives with you-know-who.
Shirley MacLaine.
She's still alive, Shirley MacLaine.
No. I mean, it's Meryl Streep. It's always been Meryl.
Or what, of the younger ones, I like Anne Hathaway. Anything she does, I like. And
yeah, she's classy.
To me, she's the... Mark, you have a favorite
actress? I still love Ian Archer in Fatal Attraction. Natalie Wood. How much time do I have?
How much time do we have?
Hollywood's not a lie.
If we're going to go there, I got to go with Raquel Welch.
I got a harem of these women I like. I really like them. So
but I thought we were restricted to.
I got a baseball team.
Our lives.
Current living.
Carrie Underwood. Carrie Underwood, I love.
Carrie Underwood is an actress?
No, but she's a singer. I still like her.
You know, Natalie Wood was my favorite.
She does a good
actress.
Sunday night football.
God. I still got 18 more to go.
Natalie Wood was my favorite actress of all time.
Yeah.
And her sister, Lana
Lord
Wood.
Robert Wagner.
Used to shop at my dad's meat market in West L.A.
Oh,
he actually set it up when I was like 11 or 12, meeting Lana Wood. And I never met Natalie, but I met Lana Wood.
I got to meet Natalie and Robert. They were in a market basket in Indian Wells. And you would never know that it was them because they were kind of like incognito with their glasses on and everything. But Robert Wagner, you mean, you know, when you saw him, you went, holy Toledo, look at this guy.
I think my worst.
I didn't realize how diminutive she really was. She was a very, very little girl.
Want me to give you the worst? My worst is Glenn Close. I wouldn't want to be dating her.
All right, let's change topics.
Do you think Robert Wagner
was involved in Let's change topics on Sports Overnight America.
I do too.
Got to change
topics. Okay, let's change topics on Sports Overnight America. Art, you played in the National Football League, if you consider kicker playing in the National Football League. But 2 weeks in a row, in the National Football League, players with the ball, close to scoring, slowed down, got the ball tipped for a touchback instead of a touchdown. Art, are they brain dead or what?
Well, you know, one of the things that bothers me about college football, Fred, right now is when the ball goes in the end zone, they don't even run and down it. And I was always taught that the field, when on a kickoff, that ball is live if it's anywhere in the field. Now, I understand in high school football, if you kick it in the end zone, they don't want you returning the kicks because, you know, big collisions. But college and pro football, you got to get on the ball. I mean, this letting it go into the end zone and then it's all blown dead, that's wrong. That should be a live football. I hate the kickoffs the way they are. I think the traditional game of football, you know, the kickoffs, although I am seeing more returns, I am seeing the offense get the ball further down the field at the 30, 35-yard line. But the best kickers I've seen are kicking it into the corner about the 2 or 3 yard line with a little height, getting them pinned. That way they can kind of like force the running back to have to come out of a cone or the return.
Laura, let me ask you a question. I'm sure you played flag football or touch football as a kid, because rumors have it you were a darn good athlete. Did you ever drop the ball before the end zone trying to show off like some of these players in the NFL are doing now?
Not intentionally, no. I was way too competitive. I would never do that.
Well, if you ever did that with John McKay, you'd never see the field again. I don't care how good you are. Wow. I'm just telling you.
No, I mean,
Jimmy Lucas, a punter at USC, missed a punt in the Rose Bowl in 1975. Never to ever see the field ever again at the University of Southern California.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he picked the ball up and actually ran for a first down.
Wow.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com.
No second chances there.
Yeah.
SportsFred.
Well, they had 110 guys on scholarship.
Okay, so this weekend, a big game, late night, Kansas City at home against the Detroit Lions. The Chiefs lost the last week at versus Jacksonville. They're in trouble. Not as much trouble as the Baltimore Ravens. But, Art, do you have any thoughts on the game on Sunday night?
I think their whole season is contingent on Kansas City beating Detroit. And I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you that's going to be a tough proposition to handle. Kansas City is favored by 1.5 in Kansas City. And I think Detroit right now might be the best team in the National Football League.
What? Surprise, Kansas City is favored.
What?
Because Detroit's playing great football.
Yeah,
I think the 49ers are good. I think Jacksonville's decent.
I agree with Detroit.
But I got to tell you, this Detroit team, to me, right now, playing great defense with Hutchinson. Jared Goff's not making any mistakes. That offense is exciting. I think this is the year Detroit gets paid off for years. I'm going to go back to 58. When they won their last title?
Yeah.
57.
Okay. 57. Well, thank you, Matthew.
Folks, you're on Sports Overnight America. Art, Laura, Matthew, and Mark all flailing away talking about this, that, and anything in sports. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. sportsfred@aol.com. All right, we've got another early start on Sunday, which means Pacific time zone, you're up at 6:30. The last game ends at 8:30 at night. That's 14 hours. Laura, can you handle 14 hours of the National Football League? Let me stop you for 1 second. The ratings are through the roof so far this year in the NFL. Laura, take it away.
It depends on who's playing, but I probably could.
You know, get up for the Jets on Sunday morning?
House at some point on Sunday.
Wow.
But, yeah. A little early for the Jets, I think, at that point of time.
But, you know, I think it's great that the NFL is out there trying to get international support. I think it's really counterproductive for some people in our country that are trying to say that this people shouldn't watch the Super Bowl because Bad Bunny is the halftime show.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
I know.
And I heard our esteemed, in quotes, Homeland Secretary, Kristi Noem, say that only American citizens are invited to the Super Bowl. So
are you kidding me? There's billionaires all over the planet that love the Super Bowl. Oh, wow. I haven't heard that one.
I think she meant don't, you know, because she was talking about ICE being there. I think she meant to say only American citizens and not, you know, illegals as they're called.
But that's not what she said.
Fred, let me ask you a question. How much are the ratings up in the NFL and how do they measure streaming ratings?
I don't know that answer. I just saw the headline.
I know they're up like 18 to 20%. It's fantastic.
The ratings are up.
Do you think that has something to do with Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Well, so far, though, I haven't seen her to Kansas City.
She hasn't been there. She's been promoting her album.
You know what I just figured? It's going to be tough being a New York sports fan these days.
Oh, boy. Yeah. 16 years the Yankees have gone now without a World Series championship.
No, just everything.
And Judge is 33 years old, you guys. He's not going to be around forever.
But here's what I'm wondering if he's going to get a chance. What do you think, Matthew?
Well, just to show you guys how important the Dodgers are to Los Angeles. Yeah. I was actually in town on Yom Kippur, and the rabbi asked everybody to make sure their phones were off because certain celebrations might be erupting. Another speaker said, pray for the Dodger bullpen.
All right, Laura, let me ask you a question. Washington State's quarterback, Zevi Eckhouse, is Jewish, Orthodox Jew from my high school, Culver City High School. How does an Orthodox Jewish player compete if you're not supposed to even take a shower from Friday night through Saturday? And how does happen? How does he play?
There's something about Judaism. There's usually a workaround.
There's a way around it.
I don't know. I'm not Orthodox.
So. Hey, I was really excited.
Missed the 60th anniversary of Colfax sitting out in 65. Remember that
when Kershaw came in?
I'm sorry.
Who?
Fred, remember a few days ago was the 60th anniversary of Sandy sitting out in this game one 65 series on Yom Kippur. We missed that anniversary.
Yeah. And of course, that was the story with Drysdale getting bombed, and then Alston comes out. And he turns to Walter Alston. He says, "I guess you wish I was Jewish." And
that's a great line.
But we missed
Don Drysdale had some great lines. He had a bar in Anaheim called Don Drysdale's Dugout.
Yeah, I remember that. It was in Van Nuys, wasn't it?
My dad used to go there all the time. And
was it in Van Nuys?
Green Alavesi there and stuff. And he was always amazed at Don Drysdale's zingers. He had some really good zingers.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back and wrap things up. On this edition of Sports Over.
Are Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. And you can email us at sportsfreddale.com, sportsfreddale.com. Our Mark Mancini is a big Pittsburgh Pirates fan, but I'm sorry, Mark. Paul Skenes will not win the Cy Young Award. It's either Tanner Scott or Blake Treinen. I don't think there's any question about that. Blake, I know Treinen. Who I'd vote for. I know who I'd vote for.
Did you say the Cy Young or...
Hey, listen, the first rookie to start two All-Star games wins the Rookie of the Year. He's going to climax it with the Cy Young.
What about Peralta? Did he have a pretty good year?
1.93 ERA.
I'm not saying he isn't a great
201 strikeouts. Well,
okay, Matthew, you're a historian. When's the last time a Major League pitcher won the Cy Young Award with 10 victories?
Jacob DeGrom.
Or Fernando. How about Fernando in 81?
What there
about
you go. Fernando?
Was it Fernando?
Strike season.
No, it was Jacob DeGrom back-to-back years.
Are you a Dodger fan now, Mark?
No. I'm like Vladimir Guerrero. If he hates the Yankees, the Dodgers.
It's interesting with how the change in baseball has occurred. No ghost runners in extra innings playoffs.
That. Really? Now, isn't it the way it's supposed to
Manfred,
be?
Yeah. Isn't, hang on. Isn't Manfred telling the world it's not a good idea to have it at all, but we have it in the regular season to expedite the games But in the playoffs, we
and
don't.
Fred, Matthew, how about all the bunting? How about all the bunting in the playoff games and moving runners over? And you didn't see guys bunting. Most of the guys still don't know how to bunt.
The problem
with called out to bunt.
How about Dave Roberts gets a lot of negative reactions, but I think he's managing his pitching really well because last year, if you remember, the bullpen carried the pitching staff last year. And now this year, the starters are carrying the pitching staff. And
you like the way he left Clayton Kershaw in the game the other night, though? I thought that was
That's just the one hiccup, though. But for the rest part, Laura's correct. I concur with Laura. I concur.
I totally disagree as we sign off this edition of Sports Overnight America. For Mario, for Matthew, for Mark, for Laura, for Artie, I'm Fred. Stay tuned for more of Sports Overnight America all night long right here.